بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون، الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا، لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. And let me begin my program tonight with our dua to all our marhumin. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wasakkinhum fil Jannah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill the grave of our marhumin with nur and mercy and the khair of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And a special dua for the family of our respected marhum. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Our respected and our beloved marhum Ibrahim Akhlwaya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and may Allah use that sickness as a shafa'at and shahada for him in the qabr and akhirah inshallah. On behalf of myself and all our brothers here on Radio Islam Studio, we said inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and our deep condolences to the family, and especially our beloved listeners, our respected Sadia Johan, Brother Ashraf Johan, Muhammad Miaz, Mohsin Miaz, and Auntie Sabira, and all our friends always following us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the family of marhum sabr and ajr, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. We ask all our listeners, please, you make dua for our beloved marhumin. He was in difficulties for long time, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will count that sickness as a kafara and the darajat and degrees in Jannatul Firdaus inshallah. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus and grant the family of the marhum sabr, and may Allah reward his wife for that khidmat she made to the husband. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the family ajr and sabr inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us make dua that, O Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, fill the grave of all the marhumin with mercy, and fill the heart of the family of marhum with sabr and contentment inshallah. We know that each and every Muslim believe on akhirah, and we believe that once you close your eyes, you moved from one life to the other life. And we believe that the only truth and fact we believe on it firmly is death. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah described him as a mayyit, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. So each and every living person will die. Only Allah will remain liman al-mulk al-yawm. So we believe that our dua goes to the mayyit, and we know that once you make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a parcel to that mayyit every night of Jum'ah, and Allah informing the mayyit that is a hadiyat of so and so. If you give dua, sadaqah, work, any act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform our mayyit that this person so and so sending for you that hadiyah. And we believe that anyone who says something against the sabr and against the acceptance of the taqdeer of Allah takes him to task on the day of Qiyamah. And we do believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Laysa minna," is not from amongst us, the one who latam al khudud, the one who slapped his face, wa shaqqa al jiyub, tears his garment or his clothes, wa da'a bi da'wa al jahiliya, the one who is crying in a bad way or in a way which Allah does not like it. We say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Then we get Jannah for our marhumin, and we get salawatum min rabbihim, you get the praising from Allah, wa rahman mercy, wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we miss our marhumin, and it's very hard to separate and depart from your beloved one, but we do believe that it is a fact, and it is a destiny for each and everyone, and our time is coming. So many people were amongst us, Anbiya, Salihin, pious, ulama, young, old, male, female, they die. And we do believe that the person who died with iman, the one who died, find 40 people behind him on janazah, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear, no grief. No, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab narrated the hadith that the malakul maut by the door of the mayyit. They find the people are crying, and they have some thought of sadness. And Malakul Maut is mentioning, say, why all of that? Wallahi, I did not shorten the age and the life of anyone. It is his time. And wallahi, that mayit, when he goes, he does not take a rizq of someone else. And I did not make zulum to anyone. If you are angry with me, is not on my hand. I've been instructed by Allah. If you are angry of the mayyid that is leaving, is not in his hand. He's also been forced to leave. If you are angry of Allah, so you are performing some sort of kufr. Brother and sister in Islam, we do accept, and we have to accept, there's no other option. We go for condolences, sympathy, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated on Tirmidhi that hadith, Man azza musaban falahu mithlu ajrih. If you go for condoling someone being afflicted by this type of calamity, you will get the same ajr. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima, Man azza thakla, anyone, any lady, went for aza, that lady who lost her beloved one, that person or that lady will be covered with a burda of Jannah, which will be garment of Jannah. It means we have to go to these people to ask them to make sabr, and we have to understand that Allah did not take anyone. All of us, we belong to Him. So this, Allah did not take the right of anyone. We have to go and give a support and condolences to the family, and we do believe that that is watawasaw bilhaq wa tawasaw bisabr. So what Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi ma akhadh. Whatever Allah took, it's His. Wa lahu ma a'ta. And also gave you what He got, and He will take it back. Wa kulla shay'in 'indahu bi ajalin musamma. Every living being has his appointed time. Impossible to take him before his right time. That's why we said to the brother, when you face some calamity or some janazah or death, will show Allah that if you are a true Muslim, you have a yaqeen, you have sabr, or you are the person who like to receive from Allah, don't want to give Allah. So the mayyit left this life with a creation of Allah, and he went to the life with the Creator himself. He left the means of life, and he went to the causer of life. I mean, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We do believe that Anbiya, young Anbiya, passed away before the before you, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also passed away. And we are the ummah, we're not the ummah of dunya. We are the ummah of akhirah. So Allah doesn't want to keep us longer so that we can make more problem. This dunya, it's a means for akhirah. So we have to meet Allah and to receive His promise, and we have to accept that this dunya It's just a farm, or just a shade of the tree. We are here under it till we continue our journey. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we know that we are used to dunya. We are used to this life. But also we have to get used to go to akhirah. We mustn't lose our yaqeen. We believe in Jannah and akhirah. We believe on hisab. We accept the promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we do believe that death is not bad. Only the ending of death is bad, or Jannah or Jahannam. So we move from one life to another life. The ruh, the soul of the mayyit, is hadiyah. Allah gave it to us, a gift. So impossible for the giver of the gift to take it back unless he give you something better than it. Yes. So Allah give you one cloth and he took it, or one garment, and he give you better, wider, suitable, very comfortable. So that ruh of dunya, Allah took it and give you ruh of akhirah. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tuhfatul mu'minul maut." The award of the believer just to die. Yes, brother and sister Islam, and we do believe that we are dying every day. That sleeping time, it's a small picture of death. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us that yaqeen that we are going to Allah, the most merciful. And many sahaba did know and see their ending on akhirah before they die. So anyone who dislikes to meet Allah, Allah will question him about it. So if you accept the favor of life, you must accept the other favor of another life. This life here, as I said, means for akhirah. So don't love the means and leave the object or the target. Your life, the short, so invest on it and go to the promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala grant our beloved marhumin Jannatul Firdaus, and grant each and every Muslim that yaqeen of company of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to go to the Jannah or the promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ameen, thumma ameen wa rabbil alameen. Brother and sister in Islam, our topic tonight is about hijrah. And now we know that hijrah is to migrate from a place to another place. But when we talk about hijri year, start from this month, Muharram, after Hajj, is that calendar or that setting of the time and date for the Muslimin, it's for reason. After the conference of Hajj, when the Muslim Ummah come from all over the world, setting and have that mashura, and they got that charging of their iman, they go back to their country and their places to practice what they got. If you want to talk about Hijratul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a great lesson. Yes, why? Because to migrate from place to another place, a lot of ni'mah. But our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't want to move from Makkah to Medina. Only the kuffar of Makkah put him on that condition till he decided Allah asked him to move to Medina. Lesson of hijrah is a message to each and every one who been oppressed and the one who doesn't find a way to survive on his place. All the anbiya, Salihin, the pious people, ulama, mujahideen, they made hijrah. And we know that we made hijrah for the good reason, for the good sake. Nabi Lut alayhi salam made hijrah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam made big hijrah. Nabi Ibrahim made hijrah. So it is a way to spread the deen of Allah, or to save your deen, to save your religion. If you talk about Hijratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca and Medina, that is called one incident. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La hijrata ba'da al-fath." after the conquest of Mecca, when our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned back to Mecca. So there's nothing that's called Hijra from Mecca to Medina's Khalas. Become the two cities of Allah with the two holy cities of Allah. But now we have Hijra because you worry about your deen. So that country, you can't practice your deen, you move to migrate to the other country. That is called Hijra for deen. Hijra for knowledge. Many people, they go India, Pakistan, they go Medina, they go in a Muslim country to seek knowledge. So that's called Hijra for ilm. And we got Hijra for rizq. Some people move to another country to seek provision, to make business. And we got a common Hijra, which we have it, is called Hijra of your sin. You just migrate from your bad habit or from the haram. You run away from the haram. You're living in a certain place, you find yourself committing something as a disobedient to Allah, you have to leave. When you learn about the hijrat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a command of Allah. So that hijra made, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did take a help from Allah himself, and you got a help and assisting with from the malaika, the angels. Sahaba, did they help him? Women, female sahaba did help him. Youth, shabab, like Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib did help him. The animals and birds did help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Insects, like the spider web, helped him. Kuffar also did Allah use the kuffar for them. So, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Only Allah knows how to use his soldiers and who are the soldiers. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did wait for the command of Allah to make hijra, and then he planned for it, and Allah did help him. And don't forget, not only that hijra, we got the first hijra, hijra of those who been oppressed in Mecca to go to Abyssinia, the first hijra. Then the second hijra to Abyssinia again, and then the third hijra to Madinatul Munawwar. Family members, sahaba, young, all they decided to take their deen and to practice it somewhere else. So you look at the muhajirin, you find rich muhajirin, sahaba, poor, strong, weak, left dunya and their wealth and their homes, and they hug their deen and they protect their deen. So they sacrifice all that ni'mat just to run to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he made hijrah with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah ma'ahum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. La tahsan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't stress, don't worry, Allah with us. So you look at the cave and you find that spider web and you find the birds and pigeon, each and every creation of Allah did help Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he started with an even weaking, very weak creation. Spider web, ankabut, the spider webs. You see on the hijra, the animal did help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the female camel. It was also helping Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The main lesson of hijra, that just say Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, then you will see. You will see the help of Allah and the barakat of Allah. So, first act of hijra is a niyat. فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. So your niyat, your intention. Why are you migrating? For what reason? First thing Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it on hijra, that build masjid. And that is a lesson for me and you. The first ibadah, you do it, and you want to help the society, and you help your family, link the people to Allah. You will never link the people to Allah without building the masjid. So when the people and jama'at come to knock your door, to call you to salah, it is a sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to link you with Allah, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam built the mosque and he bought the land, not donated. So, you connecting the people with the Rabb of the people. Yes. Then the second thing, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it after Hijrah, he made reconciliation between the Ummah, between Aus and Khazraj, the two tribes. So now we learn something. Look at the first action, mosque. Second action, unity of the Ummah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Command of Allah is to unite the Ummah. We must know the neighbors, we must know who's there, we must fix all that problem and dispute in the community. It's the greatest ibadah. So the ulama, the imams, the leaders of the community, they must unite the ummah, must not cause the friction amongst the ummah. So we learn from Hijrah, as I said now, after Rasulullah ﷺ built the masjid, so the second thing did unite and reconcile between Aus and Khazraj, the two tribes. Then he made something lovely, and I hope that every Muslim country and every society can adopt it. He made a brotherhood between Muhajirin and Ansar. Fixed that problem which we're suffering from now, it's called xenophobia. Muhajirin, those who the migrant, Ansar the resident. Not only with words and lip service, it's practically married and sharing. Sharing the livelihood, they sharing the rizq, and also they marry from one another. You see now, so again I'm repeating, masjid, unity of the ummah, fixing the problem of foreigners, xenophobia, let the foreigner melted in the community, become part of that society. Then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made something very wonderful. I love it. Build a market, business zone. Ah, Allahu Akbar. Made a means for livelihood. Help with the system of suq. Don't leave the economy of the ummah and finance of the ummah in the hand of Yahud and Nasara. Then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he built the means of making money, he makes something very lovely. The Sahaba started to learn the language of the other, culture of the other. You must know, like here in South Africa, we encourage the Muslim to learn the African language, to know the culture and custom of the other. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We made you tribes and nations to know each other. Not to know each other by the name, no. To know the nature of one another and the culture and custom of one another. So that you must not have any problem. You must know what is the race doing and what is the nature of the race. The Hindu, the Christian, the Jews, the African. Then, after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made all this effort, after Hijrah immediately, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to make a beautiful ibadah called da'wah, calling the people to deen of Allah and asking the Muslim to migrate from their sin. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, that is the greatest ibadah, when you isolate yourself and you stay away from the sin, because committing a sin, you're causing a fight and a war between you and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But we learn from the Hijrah that yaqeen, move for the sake of Allah, have a good intention to migrate, and we did see ulama spend years out of their country for da'wah, or for learning, teaching, and for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Islam does not accept disunity, or the person who like to live alone and lonely. No, we make dua that Rabbi la tazarni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. O Allah, do not let me live alone and lonely, and you are khayrul warithin, the best inheritor. So we make dua, Allahumma ya anisa kulla wahid. O Allah, the entertainer of each and every lonely person. And Allah become a company of the person. And Allah ask me and you to unite one another and to socialize with one another. Loneliness is not attitude of Muslim. We got in Arabic something is called wahid. Wahid, it's lonely. And that person doesn't have anyone to live with him. I don't know if people say single or lonely or what. Bachelor, I don't know what you people say. Man lahu man yu'nisu. That he's alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for some kuffar. So he said, Zarni wa man khalaqtu wahida. Leave me alone with that kafir to fix him. So him is versing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So wahid is not only the one who lives lonely with his body. Sometimes people are living together but he feels lonely. Very lonely with his own wife and his own children. Lonely because we call it spiritual loneliness. In the company or in the society, no one understands him. Oh, you want to talk about lonely in a grave, or lonely on the fire, lonely on the prison. We need someone, we need entertainer. If you don't find anyone, get Allah and Malaika with you. Then we got another Arabic word. May Allah save us from that type of condition. We call him Farid. Farid, I know some people names Farid. Alright, Farid, living in dunya alone, has no children. That's why Nabi Zakaria, what he said in this ayah, Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. So he doesn't have any offspring or any sapling. And mayit is Farid, alone. Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. Farda means alone. You leave the children behind. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. So, this one must find a good people around him, must join the Ummatul Islam. Can't live alone. Then we got some other Arabic word. It's called Qa'id. What is Qa'id? An old man, his wife passed away. Trust me, I did see some cases like that. Terrible life. Very hard life. Seeking company of his daughter-in-law, or his grandson, or his son busy with his wife and children. May Allah grant these people sabr. An old man or old woman lost her husband. We call it al-qawa'idu minan nisa. This lady, old lady and husband passed away. Now this lady is in a big trouble. She can't marry another man. She's old already. And also, no one understands. Her grandchildren are naughty. They don't listen to her. And she become lonely. Really, it's hard. That's why these people, they got stress. They got some sort of depression. And they need a lot of care. Then we got something in Arabic. They call it mahjur. Hijrah. Mahjur. What is mahjur? Mahjur, it means people don't need you. So the people don't need you. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Some people, they migrate from Quran. Only in Ramadan they read it. Or some surah in Quran, they made hijra from it. They don't read it at all. So, that is very bad. How come you migrate from the Kitab of Allah? You read only Surah Yasin and Surah Kahf, but the other surah you don't read it, only you migrated, and you need it only on Ramadan. So how come you deal with the Quran like that? Or you find the alim, scholars, or some father, or leaders, people don't need him anymore. We call him retired, or is no need. So this that person was maybe minister or king or whatever. The camera was running after him, his news and his name on full on the media. Then now no one interview him. Khalas, finished now. They got, these people, they got psychological problem. Mahjur, some lady migrate from the bedding of her husband. They call it Hajrul Firash. Oh, Baitul Mahjur, one home, no one live on it. Very bad. And Qalb Mahjur, heart migrated from Zikrullah. They don't know mercy, they don't know Zikrullah. Baitul Mahjur, the house which is people migrated from it and neglected, too much snakes and insects and smell very bad. So, we need to fill our heart with Zikrullah and don't make hijrah. But let me talk about Hajrul Firash. Women run away from the bedding of the husband. Or the husband run away from the bedding of his wife. That is very bad when the man and woman, husband and wife, fight or they have some disagreement and then everyone sleep in separate room or separate bed. That is not allowed in Islam. Not allowed even to use a separate blanket. You must have that type of unity on bed even while you're having a fight or the disagreement. Then we find something similar. I just want to talk about the type of hijrah mentioned in Arabic or in Quran. You say, subhanallah, how Allah put it in that beautiful way. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father told him, Fahjurni maliya. Get away from here now. I don't want to see you. Migrate from here. We got some Arabic words called Sharid. What is Sharid? That person, homeless and has no watan, has no home, homeland. Doesn't have visa and passport. You see some civil war. The people migrate illegal and run there. They tear the passport on the airport or I don't know what they do. And then he becomes Sharid. Police run after him. Migration run after him. And now he got illegal paper. So, this person, we call him Sharid. In the day of Qiyamah, people of A'raf, the people are standing between Jannah and Jahannam, they call them Sharid, because they are not the people of Jannah, and they are not the people of Jahannam. We got another Arabic word, they call it Tarid. Tarid, it means driven away. That Tarid, it's a, that you chase away. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. You just kick him away, and he doesn't have any home or any shelter. That is, it's also very bad. Right? Then we got some people who call them i'tikaf, mu'takif. He migrated from people to go to Allah. Like that person left his house, his job, i'tikaf in Ramadan, sat in the masjid like Maryam alayhi salam, when she made i'tikaf in Baytul Maqdis. Yes. Brother and sister in Islam, we got something, it's called also rahbana. I don't know. Rahbana is to have that type of monism. There's people are the nuns and monks, which is not allowed in Islam. This you decide by yourself that to have like that. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, la rahbaniyata fil Islam." We're not allowed to migrate marriage, migrate family, and just stay there by Allah. No. Then we got something also, and I just want to tell you how Arabic language describes that type of isolation. Manbooth. What is manbooth? People, the whole society, migrate from one person. Oh, that is a bit hard. They don't want to deal with him because he got some error. He got some faulty. And it's very bad. You know, in our community, may Allah save our children, our brothers. For example, drug dealers. Or the lady who's doing haram, sell her body. Or the man of adultery. Or the man who's intoxicated on the road. Even if you're a family member, you feel shy to accompany him or to come closer to him. So that person, we call him manbooth. Throwing away, people they don't want to socialize with and deal with him. Then we got something called sijin. Sijin is an imprisonment. Someone go to the prison, but that is not so bad like the first one. I forgot to tell you about Manbuth. Manbuth, the Yehud and Nasara, that kitab, the Torah and Injil, فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. They isolated themselves from the reality and teaching of their books. They take only little and throw the others. But the sijin sometimes is good, because Yusuf alayhi salam said, قَالَ رَبُّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيَّ. Sometimes a prison is a chance for you to study or to come closer to Allah, as I did see. I don't want to mention some friend here. Allah gave him hidayah right inside the prison. We got something that's called khulwa. What is khulwa? Sometimes you need one day, 1 hour to be alone. For what? For what? To make the hajjud. To think about your condition, your relationship with Allah. They call it the mihrab of salihin, khulwa. I don't know my listeners, they doing that. You know, sometimes you don't want to see the children. Sometimes, not always. One day on a week, 1 hour, like jama'ah, they go for tabligh 40 days and 3 days, and they do like that. So, ibadah of salihin, they just want to be with Allah. Tahajjud, qiyamul layl. And Nabi Ibrahim said, وَاَعْتَذِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. I just isolate myself. I'm not interested with what you're doing. So, you avoid to stay away so that you can readjust your iman again. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we need to make hijrah, but do not make hijrah from the halal act or halal ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why? Because anyone causing evil to you, you have to make hijrah from him. You sit with that person, then you're gaining haram every day with him? No. Gathering of evil, ghibat, planning against someone? No. You sitting with someone and he give you a wrong thought, a wrong aqidah? No, we leave. Sitting with the envier, or the greedy person? No, we have to isolate, we make hijrah. You made hijrah from fitna and any means to bring you closer to the fitna. And then we migrate from the gathering or to attend the zalim when he commits zulum, the oppressor. We have to migrate from the one who disobey his parents. He got a problem from or with his family. But don't forget, if you always think that you have to migrate and stay away, be careful, because there are some migration is haram. You're not allowed to do it. Rich people, sometimes they don't want to appear in a community because of arrogance, pride, because of kibr. Yes. Or the men of authority, the leaders, they also migrate. They don't meet their people. They don't meet. You never meet those who are in charge. Like manager, don't meet the workers or the chairperson or all this type of people of authority. And a stingy person, also sometimes he loves that migration, hijrah. He's scared to meet people to ask him, spend or help me. We have also some migration. It's called psychological sickness. Yeah, someone doesn't want to face people. You know, when you find your child, when you got visitor, and that boy, teenager boy, run away inside. Oh, you must notice that this is a problem. It's not haya, it's not modesty. This, it's called shyness. Shyness is not a good thing. We talk about modesty, haya, but not khajal. They call it in Arabic khajal. Khajal, it means you feel shy. Allah, I don't know if these children nowadays, they feel shy or they got a problem, a psychological problem. But the way he's cutting his hair and walking in the street, and why he's shy from the visitor, but he doesn't feel shy with his girlfriend. Oh, I don't know. This is a sickness. Another migration also, they call it tribalism. No, I don't deal with this race. I don't like to mix with these people. It's very bad. The white don't want to play and come to socialize with the black. No, that is not accepted at all. Another one also make i'tizal, or that migration, as bid'ah. Yes, bid'ah. So you just say, no, I don't want to accompany the Salatul Eid. No, I want to do my own. No. Biadullahi ma'al jama'ah. You must join the jama'atul muslimin. You can't stay alone. And then, women, I forgot to tell you, women, they must migrate from the gathering of men. Yes. And then some people, they made also some hijrah, but it's, the ulama, they count it as a false taqwa. False taqwa. I don't like to meet people. What's wrong? Too much problem. No. No, no, no. When you have the problem, go. Al-mu'minu alifun ma'lufun qareeb. The believer is very, very close to the people, entertain people, very friendly, can come closer to the people, not running away. We got another also type of migration. The person is sinner. He's a sinner, right? He ran away because he doesn't want to be exposed. People are going to ask him, what are you doing? So that is also not allowed. Another thing also, they call hijrah for kibr. Why you are very scared? Where is this man? In Yawmul Eid, or in the day of lunch, or dinner, or party, that man says, I'm not going. So they become a talk of the gathering. Where is he? Where is he? Brothers and sisters in Islam, there was a wise man, wrote 360 kitab. And then, he said, now I have status in the eyes of Allah. So Allah revealed to him that you fell the earth of hypocrisy. So this man feel guilty and ran under the ground, isolated himself, and now he said, now I have a status because no one knows me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on him that you will never reach the pleasure of Allah till you mix with people and you determine of their evil, and you manage and you make sabr and you socialize with them. As the poet said, لَيْسَ زُهْدًا مَنْ فَرَّ مِنْ غَمْرَةِ الْحَيَاةِ بِدِينٍ. Piety is not to escape from the reality of life holding your religion. إِنَّمَا الزُّهْدُ, the real piety, يُعْرَفُ فِي السُّوقِ, will be recognized in the free market. بِمَالٍ, while you see money, وَمَطْمَعٍ, when you have a greed, وَفُتُونِ, when you face the temptation. Yes, you will never know your status of iman till you be tested. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we need to sometimes migrate from some, and another way, we have to avoid to be there, and there is another way to be there. Janaza, we need you. Walima, we need you. Da'wah, you call people to deen. Family ties, a sick person, teaching and learning. Sabr, socializing with the people. You know, I just want to tell my friend, those who like to be alone. Yes, you are right sometimes, but many times you are wrong. If you don't socialize with the people, you deprive yourself from the help of the others. When you meet in the mosque, you meet, we talk, you learn something. You mess yourself from the advice, from ta'lim. Oh, you are mutakabbir. You are mutakabbir, it means you are arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about that on the day of Qiyamah. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, save the ummah from any type of kibr and pride and arrogance. And oh Allah, make it easy for us to benefit one another and to help one another. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Yes, we must enjoin and share the wasiyah and share the sabr. And without you and I, we will never have the full iman. We need the help of one another. No one is better than the other. Illa bittaqwa. And I would never tell you that you are better than me till you practice the iman and we see it in reality. We see it in, I don't know, some people, Allah tested them on a bad attitude. They have a bad attitude. What is that? They hate the pious people. I don't know why when you see someone wearing Islamic clothes or reading or preaching, people don't like him. Because these people, maybe it's called a jealous of taqwa. They can't be like him, so they want him to be like them. Enemy of success. Enemy of taqwa and iman. I don't know, the awliya of Allah, the ulama, the pious people, they face such people like that. When you stand against the pious person, or the alim, or the one who claimed that he's carrying the message of Allah, you're putting yourself in an equal war. Allah fought two people. The person of riba, and those who start enmity against the wali of Allah. So Allah fought two people. The one who deal with riba, interest, and those who stand against the alim, abid, the poor people or the pious people. And that was the sin of Iblis when he stood and stand against Adam. Or Qabil, the son of Adam, stood against his brother, the pious brother, Habil. I don't know, you find that little bit common, children of Yaqub, Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother. Yes. So sometimes the test and ibtila give that pious man a lot of ajr and take him closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, let us stand and make sabr and understand the fact of this life and the reality of this life. Ummatul Islam, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill our heart with iman and muhabba. May Allah unite the heart of the ummah so that we can help one another. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we can become closer to one another and we can be closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, we know that we can isolate ourselves from the haram, but this fear should not give us some phobia against the others. Yes, ummatul Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala qareeb, closer to us, and we have to be closer to one another. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah purify our nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that tazkiyah of our nafs, wa nafsin wa ma sawaha fa alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwa. Qad aflaha man zakaha wa qad khaba man dassa. Very clear that everyone is suitable to do good or bad. But deen, sharia, ibadah, will maintain our nafs and bring our nafs to tazkiyah. Yes, that's why thousands of prophets came to teach us how to clean our nafs, clean our, to lower our gaze, our eyes, our mind, our tongues, our food and our heart, our tongue, our hand, our private part, our feeling, cleaning the ibadah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala never left me and you alone with shaitan. He gave us the remedy and the cleanness of that nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. And may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala guide all of us to Siratul Mustaqim. Once again, we make a special dua for our marhumin and our marhum of tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the grave of marhumin with nur and rahmah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wasakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma anis wahshatahu. Allahumma hasibhu hisaban yasira. Allahumma khaffif anhu as-su'al fil qabr. Allahumma shaffi' fihi maradahu wa du'a' as-salihin ya rabbil alamin. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.